I don't see any students around yet. So, it looks like we've arrived with some time to spare. Still, we've got work to do and a bit of a walk to the elevators. So, let's keep moving. No time for grabbing some coffee either. Also, sorry to take away from your day off on such short notice, but Toshinori, Izashi, and Nemuri are at a faculty meeting this morning. You and I were the next people in line to contact, so it's up to us to appear. A quick refresher. All right. Well, UA's Board of Elections wants to expand improvements to our Hero Protection Program. It's been discussed before. A bunch of times over the last couple of years, actually. It wasn't until recently, though, that they realized we are in need of better methods to escalate our emergency preparations. Finally, right. This delicate topic hasn't been discussed amongst our students either, simply because everything is still considered classified information. Which of course makes things much slower and painful to get done. I may not show it, but my students mean the world to me. And keeping our future heroes safe is my priority. I wouldn't bother wearing this suit and tie if I didn't value each and every one of their lives. My suit. Yes, it's the same one I've worn to just about every conference. These things aren't exactly cheap, you know. I respect the trade, but I don't really care for materialistic stuff. I invest most of my money towards the school. Two good suits are enough for what I need to do. But I must say, you look real natural in what you're wearing for the conference. Not too business, not too casual, not too business casual. It fits you perfectly. Maybe when school's out, you can show me where you got it. But enough on that. Let's get to the conference hall and find our seats, shall we? After you. Are you all right? Your face is flushed, and you're short of breath. Are you sick? You're serious. You're not just insanely nervous for the conference. You're also insanely horny. Horny. Why? Why didn't you take care of that earlier? You didn't know this was going to happen. That's fair, but... But still, I wish you would have mentioned something beforehand. Jeez, talk about dropping a bombshell on me. Come on. Oh, I understand now. You're basically just saying that. To get over your nervousness, the quickest way is to come. Huh. Needing to come when you're nervous. Oh, No, 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 no. Don't feel guilty. It's completely healthy and natural, as all bodily functions are. And you need not to worry so much. We will be taking care of it soon. As my partner in crime, you're my responsibility too, after all. After all, I take my work quite seriously. Some time before anyone else shows up. However, it is imperative that you keep your voice down. For all we know, someone might have an enhanced listening quirk, and getting caught in a dangerous situation such as this could result in serious consequences. Do you understand? Good. Now, shift your hips closer to my body. There. That's good. That's really good. Good boy. Good boy. Now, expose your lower half for me. Unzip and get your cock out for me to rub. Don't worry, your eyes are a sensei is here. Right here. My fingers touching you. You've been giving me such a strong reaction already. It's good here, isn't it? My fingers tracing your cock. It shows on your face as well as down my head. Your heart, so rock hard in my hands. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Who needs to come so bad? Much too fun when your embarrassed face and your deer in the headlights eyes just stare right back at me. About being nervous, were you? Also, I imagine you seeing me in this suit is doing such a naughty thing to you. It's making you feel some kind of way. Way up here. Remember, you're not allowed to scream. What was it that you let slip that one time? Nothing sexier than Aizawa Sensei in a suit. Shush. You don't have to say it. Not too loud, I said. Sadly, I can't trust that you won't let your voice out. So suck on me. Real good. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Who needs his cock stroked so much? Good boy. Even my fingertips caressing your tongue seems to build your mood. Unfortunately, it looks like we don't have all the time in the world for foreplay. But don't you worry. I know so well what'll get you to come. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots. Don't worry, but don't you worry, my dear. We won't be out in the open for this. There's a closet next to the hall's entrance that'll make for a smoother exit. So, let's go quickly. in here. Sucking my cock. We need you to come. Remember me. Well, if I don't come in our little session here, you'll be giving me another round some other time, won't you? Oh, now that's the kind of obedience that Aizawa Sensei likes. That's a good boy. Now! You look surprised that I brought my capture scarf. Bro heroes must be prepared to act at all times, you know. Not to mention this predicament you've gotten us into has earned you some additional discipline. Your body is shaking at a fever pitch, and your eyes are pleading for release. It seems it's time to get serious now. Now that I think about it, there's no way I'll be able to hold civil conversations with a hard dick. So while I have the time, which isn't even close to enough for what I want to do. I'm going to take care of both you and me and properly fuck the nerves right out of you. I won't be able to ravage you how you deserve. But once this conference is over, my dear good boy, expect another round. And trust me, I'll be breaking more than just your nerve. So tight, so very tight, just for your eyes, our sensei, right? You've always done your best when my eyes were looking at you. Done but there. Try your best to keep up with me. All right. That's it. Tied like that. Right. Good boy. I can feel your ass wrapping around me, trying to get me to fill your entire crevice and your cute cock poking at me. You're complaining that your eyes, our sensei, is making you out to be a pet rather than my partner in crime. Oh, my dear, you know I have a soft spot for teasing you. And tease to your brains with a cherry red face. You are, my dear boy. Oh, Damn it. Yes, I do hear the students and faculty starting to come into the building. But keep your composure, won't you? Focus your breath on every pulsing pump, on every pulsing pump of my prowess deep, deep inside you. All right. Remember, we're not finished until my cum is dripping down your leg. And I'm all covered in your juices. You're squeezing my cock so tight now, just how I like it. But keep your breath nice and steady, alright? I know the urge to scream in pleasure is strong, so channel it all between your quaking, begging thighs and leave every drop of tension on this floor. Can you be a good boy and promise me that? Well, either way, you best get ready. Because I'm going to fuck you, my dear boy, as hard as I can. Get ready. No more. Can't hold it. Ah. Let's get you down. Oh, watch your step. We've made quite a bit of a mess here. I normally don't condone this, but we'll have to leave it where it lies. Considering how much I've come. And you too. It'll be quite the hassle to clean. I'll make sure to bring lots of tissues to clean this mess as soon as we're done with the conference. Ah, what a trance you put me through. But anyways, feeling better? Are you still able to walk? Very good. Now, it's time we get down to business. We only have seconds to merge with the incoming traffic. So, we need to be quick. Follow my lead. Just as you always do, my dear. Now, keep your focus up and get ready to walk in 3, 2, 1. Let's go.